Today's daf is daf Chaf Aleph. Let's take it from the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara says, eight lines up, by Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had asked the question, Hayu muchsakin betavla shishela. There's a certain tavla, some type of paper, or I don't know how they say it in English. A tablet, they probably say?
Tablet.
Okay, fine, a tablet. So that was hers. It was known to be hers. The get kasav aleha, and there was a get written to her, as the wife, the husband, the date, everything. And harehi yotzim tachas yado, and suddenly he, the husband, takes his tablet that was known to be hers, and he gives it to her as a get. So ma, what's the halach? Is that going to be a good get? Because the halach is that he, the husband, has to give the get from his own property. He can't use her property, he has to use his own property, and this was her tablet. So the Gemara says, mi amrina, do we say akanuyu akanisale? That the wife must have been makna over the tablet to the husband. So now it's the husband's possession, and he writes in the get, and it will qualify as a good get. O Dilma, or perhaps, lo yoda laknui, or maybe a woman does not know how to be makna things, and therefore it would be an invalid get. So Amar Abaye says, Tashma, he brings a raya, af hu ehid al kfar katan, he, I'm not sure who he's referring to here, but he, this individual, testified, is referring to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. He said, it's a mission in Edios, that he testified about a certain small village, Shaya Betzad Yushalayim, that was next to one of the suburbs of Yushalayim. Vayabo Zakinecha, there was an elderly man, Vayab Mal Vilachob Bnei Akfar, and he would lend out money to all the villagers. Mikosev Beksav Yado, and he would be the one writing all the documents. Vachem Chosman and others would sign the documents that he had lent money to certain people. And this came in front of the Chachamim, the Hichshiru, and he permitted all these documents. So Gemara asks, "Vamai, why does this document work? Baha ba'ina sefer machne velekna. Doesn't have to be written from the sefer machne of the one who's giving over, the one who really is going to owe. So in this case, the lova, if the bank starts signing, writing these documents that all these people owe them money, that's not going to be fair. It's a lova, the one who owes money has to write the document to ensure that it really comes from him, that he's admitting to owing money. Otherwise, he'd be in a very tough position if the banks write documents that everyone owes them money. It has to come from the Sefer Machna, which in this case would be the Lova that would owe the money. And that's not the case. How could the Zakin write it? So it must be El Alav Mishum Damirin Aknui Machna Lahu. It must be that the Zakin was Machna the papers over to all the different Lovas, the ones borrowing the money. And he would then after he was Machna to them, he wrote on the documents, and then it was coming from the ownership of the Lova. So Gemara wants to say here too also, the Isha was makna over the tavla over to the husband, and the husband writes the document, it's going to be a good document. So, right, to Rashi, just says the last Rashi on the page here, El Alav Shema Amina, is it not true? Ki makne le shapir dami. So when the Zakin is makna the paper over to all these different lovas, the borrowers, it's good. Even though the giver doesn't want to give it over to the mekabel, to the lovem, he's still not to be makne it, even though it's in his possession. So we see, so we want to bring this as a raya. So to the woman, even though it's her tavla, she knows how to, and she's capable of being makne over the tavla to her husband. Okay? So Gemara says, not true, it's not a raya, because Amar Rava says, my kusha, what's this kasha bring from the zakin? Dilma Zakin Chani, the other Laknuya. Zakin, an elderly man, says Rashi in the top of Chafa Alpha Aleph, Shu Chacham, he's an old man, he's wise. The Yod the Sheino Shtar Elim Kain Makneo Lolagami. He knows that it's only going to be a good document if he is Makne completely over to the Lova. So he knows how to do this. Vagamar died to Makne. He's able to do that. He knows the halachas. Aval Isha Lo Yada Kulehai. A woman doesn't know that much. Velo Gamar Laknui Bedaita Elak Bisha Sheilabama. She doesn't really plan on giving the tavla over to her husband. He just plans on lending it to the husband. And maybe it's not going to be a good get. So Gemara says, El Amarav, Rava says, I'll bring you another raya. Mehacha, from the following case. An Arev, a cosigner. Hayotze la'achar chitum sh'taros, gova minichasim b'nei chorim. So there's a document that Reuven, let's say, owes Shimon money. And comes along Levi afterwards, after that document's been written and handed over. Levi comes along and says, if Reuven can't pay the money back, I'll back him up, I'll be the cosigner. So the lacha is that you can only collect from Nechasim B'nei Chorim of Levi. So if Levi, let's say, he takes responsibility of paying back, and let's say it turns out he doesn't have the money to pay back, so then the bank could collect from Levi's available properties, not the properties that he sold off. Okay. What comes out here, though, now right now, Shimon, who's owed the money, Shimon has the document in his hand. So how could Levi sign a document that he doesn't own? He has to own the document. It has to come from the Machmir. The one who's owing the money has to sign the document. So Levi, by being Mechayev himself to be the co-signer, it's not in his possession to give over to write in the document. It's in Shimon's possession. So what do we learn from here? So it must be that that the Shimon knows how to be makne over. Does Rashi say this? Let's see. Rashi says, look at Minichas Echorin. Avalom Mishabda. You can't collect from any properties that Levi had sold off. It has to be available properties. Fine. Came into Lekashtar Be'edim Lesla Kalavahavale Kamaval Mivalpe. The only time you're allowed to collect from Minichas Mishabadim, which again are Levi, let's say at the time when Levi co-signed. He had a lot of properties and he sold off some properties afterwards. So those properties that were sold off, the bank cannot collect from those sold off properties. They're Mishabadim, but why not? Didn't they have a lien on those lands? Since I only signed after the document had already been handed over, and there are no Edim at that time, you cannot hold these buyers responsible. They didn't know that I was co-signing. They didn't know there was a lien. The only time when you could collect from Shubadim is when there are signatures on the document, and it becomes a big kala, and people start hearing about what's going on. The Edim start telling people they signed the document that Levi had owed money. But if there's a milva that there's no signatures on, then you can't hold the buyers responsible. They have no idea what type of liens I have. So in this case, since Levi only wrote his arev after the document's already been signed, nobody knows that Levi's co-signing, it's not fair to all the purchases. So you're only able to collect from the B'nai Charan. So the Gemara Rashi continues to say, Alma, what we see from all of this, though, is Kol Adam Nami Makne. Anyone's able to be Makne. Not only a Zakin, like we said before, but any person could be Makne. So in the case where Shimon's holding on to the document, that Reuven owes the money, Shimon will be makne over to Levi in a way where Levi could sign that I'm an arif. Rashi says further, Deha zma, deha hai shtara kishachasim bo ha'arif, lachar zman kfar haya masu l'malve. When Levi signed as a co-signer, it was already after the malve is holding the shtar. V'heyach nichse ha'arif hazeh mishtabin bo. How is it possible that my properties will be mishubad to this document? V'ha b'inin sefer makne. Don't I have to owe the document, which I don't? Must be then, where if Shimon the Malva had given it over to me as ownership, I signed it, Levi as the Arev, and then I gave it back to Shimon. So we see that a person does know how to makne documents. Gemara says, Amar Vashi says, what's the raya here? My kusha, Dilma Gavra, shiny. Gavra, a man knows more than a woman. Good thing women don't learn dafyomi. So it's man knows it, not women. So maybe a man knows how to be makne. Shimon knows how to be makne, but women don't know how to be makne. The woman doesn't know how to be makne over to her husband. So Ella, Amar Vashi, I'll tell you a very direct proof that women do know how to be makne. The Gemara says, Mehacha, Isha Kosevet is Gita. A woman could write her own get. Va'ish Kosev as Shover, and a man could write that he paid back the Ksuba. She'en Kim Eget El Bechosmav. Because the get is only going to be finalized with the signatures. So Rashi says, Kosevet says Gita, around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi, Kosevet says Gita, she writes her own get, umakne leilabal, and then she hands over the get to her husband, the yahiv le nali, and then the husband now has, he owns the get, hands it over to the wife. Vaish Kosevet says shovro, piron haksuva shapara, he writes a receipt that she's going to get, that he paid off the Ksuba, umakne leisha, then he gives over to the isha, then she gets the receipt and she has Edim sign it, and then she hands back the receipt to the husband saying that this is proof that he paid off the ksuba. So we see from all this, though, in these two examples, that even a woman could write a get and hand it over to her husband and be makne over. So too in the previous case, she could have that tavla that was hers, and even though he's handing the tavla that says get, that we knew was always her tavla, we trust that she was makne over to her husband correctly, and it will serve as a proper get. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kasav la get, he writes for her get, v'nasna b'yad avdo, and he hands the get to her, to his eved, rather, his eved now, is holding the get, it's supposed to go to her. And then, v'kasav la shtar matana alav. And then he writes a separate document saying that he's giving over the Evet to her as a Matana. So now she receives the Evet's her Matana. She owns it. And now since she owns it, the Evet, so let's see, V'heknesu, V'miskareshes bo. So now she acquires the Evet, and since the Evet, which is hers now, it's holding the get, it's as if she received the get herself as an extension of her, as a chatzer. The halacha is that if a chatzer, a get gets to her chatzer, since it's her property, it's a good get. So too, since it goes into the hand of her Evet, it's a good get as well. Right, you see Rashi says, Kanesehu le'Evet, she acquires the get b'shtar matana, because he wrote a shtar matana that it's her get, her Evet now. The get should be other. Now the get that's in the Evet's hand, which is now her Evet, the Havale High Evet Kichatsero. Now the Evet's viewed as her courtyard. The Gito Vachatsero Bo Lokiach. They come at the same time. So the acquisition of her acquiring the get, the Evet, comes at the same time. Now the get that the Evet's holding, that becomes the Nesina to her, and it's a good get. The Gemara says, wait a second, how is that a good get? The Ha'aymai Chatser Malachasi, it's a Chatser Malachas, it's a walking Chatser. The Chatser Malachas Lokana, we know from many sugyas in Shas, and a lot of it's here in the Gemara and Gittin later on, that a walking Chatser does not work as a kinnin. A stationary Chatser works, but a walking Chatser doesn't work to be Kona things. The Chitim, but maybe it's talking about a case where the Evid was standing, he was stationary, then that's why it works. At that moment, he was like a Chatser in my backyard. But that still doesn't make a difference if the Evet was Omid, because of a Ha'amar Rava. Rava says, Kol She'ilu Mahalech Lokana Omid V'yoshiv Lokana. If anyone, when he were to walk, doesn't work, so even when he sits and stands, it won't work either. It has to be something that can never move, something that is able to move sometimes, even though right now he's not moving, it's not going to work. It has to be something that's really stationary, like a real Chatzar. And Evet's not a real Chatzar, so therefore it's not a good get. So how could this work? How could her receiving the Evet, holding the get, be a good get? Why it says Hilchasa Bekapos. It's talking about a situation where he's tied down, he's chained down. So yes, he's not able to walk, he's not able to move, and therefore he does serve as a chatzar, and she is Kona. Tosa alludes to the sugya later on, we're not going to get into, but it has to be a case where he's also sleeping and tied down. Sleeping is a relevant factor as well, because once he's sleeping, he has no das. The chatzar has to have no das, and also can't be movable. So he's tied down, that covers the issue of not being mobile, but in terms of the das, it doesn't work until he's sleeping as well. Okay. But that's a sugya later on, we'll get into greater detail. Gemara now says, halfway down the page, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kasev la get, he writes for her get, v'nasno b'chatzero. And he puts it in his own chatzer, v'kasev la shtar matana alav, and then he writes a document, I'm giving you as a gift, nice husband, a chatzer. The chatzer is going to be yours. Lacha is, Kanesehu umiskareshes bo. She acquires the chatzer, and then since the get happens to be in her chatzer, her newly acquired chatzer, it's a good get as well. Sounds like a very similar case to the Evet. So Gemara wants to know, why do you need both the Evet and the chatzer case? They're very, very similar. But Tzicha, Gemara says they're needed to teach both these scenarios of the Evet and the chatzer. Why? Diashmeinan, if we only taught the case of an Evet, that case, if she acquires the Evet who's holding the get, it's a good get. Only there, havamina dafka Evet, only by Evet it should work. Of a chatzer, ligzer, mishim chatzera habol acher mikam. When it comes to chatzer that he had given over to her, you're right, fundamentally, that's going to be a good get. But there's a gzera, it might lead to another case, which is not a good get. What's the other case? A mishim chatzera habol acher mikam, a chatzer that comes after the fact. What's this? So we see Rashi. Rashi explains a chatzera habal acher mikan, a chatzer that comes through after the fact. Kigon nasan la get bechatzer chavero. The husband places her get in another third party's chatzer. It's called Ruvain's chatzer. B'halach bal hachatzer Ruvain now umacher la es hachatzer onasan la b'matana. Ruvain now who has he owns his chatzer, which her get happens to be in this guy's random guy's chatzer. Ruvain gives the chatzer over to her or sells the chatzer. This case is certainly not a good get. Demand the megarisher. Who's the one who's being megarish her? Ruvain can't be megarish her. Ruvain's not her husband. When the husband initially placed the get in the Ruvain's chatzer, it wasn't hers. It wasn't hers to acquire the get and the chatzer at the same time. When it comes to her hand, doesn't come as you require v'nasan la, nesina. when the husband owns the chatzer and he gives the chatzer to her, that's a nesina. The chatzer is a nesina with the chatzer. But when Reuven has the chatzer with the get and he gives it over to her, the nesina comes from Reuven and Reuven's not the husband, so that doesn't work. So since that case doesn't work when the chatzer haba me'ach mikan from another person, there's a concern if we permit the husband him to give the chatzer over to her, it might lead to someone saying that Reuven to give the chatzer to her would also work, and that certainly doesn't work. So because of the confusion, there might be room to be gozer, so that's why we have to teach, no, a chatzer from the husband, we allow to work. And we're not concerned it's going to lead to a chatzer from Reuven. Someone would think that would work as well. There are two different cases. Chatzer of the Baal does work. Now the other side is, the Gemara says, V'i ashmin and chatzer, if we taught that a chatzer does work, that the husband's chatzer, if he plays the get in his own chatzer, and it's then machna that his chatzer to her, that does work, we would have thought, havamina dafka chatzer, only by the chatzer would that be a good get. Aval, eved, ligzer, kapos, atushenu kapos. But when it comes to an eved, you're right, fundamentally, when he's tied down and sleeping, it works. But if we permit the case of him being tied down, that might also lead to a case where he's not tied down, one might rely on that case, which does not work, and we should be gozer in all cases of an eved. Kamashma, we're not concerned. If the eved's tied down, it's a good get. If he gives her over the eved, and if the eved's not tied down, it's not a good get. Okay, good. Gemara now says, Amar Abaye says, Michti, let's understand this case for a second of a chatzer. Chatzer meheicha is rabbe. How do we know that a chatzer works? What's the source that a chatzer is going to be an extension of her? So the Gemara says, it comes from biyade. It's learned out from the concept of biyad. The fact that she has a yad, a chatzer is also an extension of her yad. So it's esrabe miyade. So if that's the case of a yad, the fact that she has a yad and a chatzer is considered a extension of her hand, so we have the following point to make. Ma yada di isa bein medayt bein bal karcha. Her hand, it's going to be a good get when it gets to her hand, whether it's placed in her hand with her das, or whether it's placed in her hand bal karcha, she doesn't want it, but the husband shoves it in her hand, both those scenarios will work as a yad. So af chatzera, disa bein medayta bein bal karcha. So too then, by comparison, the chatzer should be able to work whether she willingly gets it or whether it comes to her bal karcha. But that can't be true. Is there going to be a problem? Because v'ha matana medayta isa bal karcha lesa. A matana, we said before that a chatzer could come to her as a matana, but a matana only works when she's willing to acquire, but when she's not willing to acquire, it doesn't work. There seems to be a disconnect between a yad and a chatzer. Right, Rashi says, if you look, Rashi, last three narrow lines, af chatzera, so to a chatzer, ba'ina nami dilehevi bein medai to bein bal karcha. It has to be a case, the chatzer comes to whether it's bedas or not. Kigon chatzer shayisa shala kodim shizar kage letocha. Only works if she already owns the chatzer before, and now that she owns it, then if he throws the get inside, it's going to be a good get. But to say that the get is in another chatzer, and then you're mocking over the chatzer term, that shouldn't work as a chatzer because that comes to her only in bidaita, not in bal karcha. So the Gemara says it can't be a good comparison because we have, again, the Gemara says, v'ha matana, not true, because we know matana midaita isa bal karcha lesa. And since we have the case that the matana comes only with her willingness and not with her bal karcha, we see from the previous Gemara that it works. You don't have to make the comparison of a chatzer to a yad. A chatzer does not have to be a scenario that only comes bal karcha. It could even be a scenario where it does not come bal karcha. Okay, let's go a little bit further now. Let's go a lot further, rather. So the Gemara says now, Maskevla Rav Asimi Barashi, they ask the question, Avash shlichas lekabala dimidai teisa bal karcha lesa. You can't bring this raya that it has to be a chatzer comes bal karcha also, because shlichus lekabala only comes midaita, but doesn't come bal karcha. What's a shlichus lekabala? It's where she appoints a shliach to be mekabel the get on her behalf, even though she never receives the get. The shliach lekabala is going to be an extension of her. Now, shliach lekabala could only be effective if she willingly appoints a shliach lekabala. You can't have someone else say, I'm going to be a shliach lekabala against her will. The husband can't say, I'm appointing a shliach lekabala on her behalf. It's only when it comes to midaita. But according to what we're saying, the only time a yad works, a chatzah should work, is only when it comes something that's bal karcha and midaita. This case does not work bal karcha. So there seems to be an incorrect statement here. Even things that are midaita works, that even things that are only midaita, not bakarcha, work as well. So the Gemara says again, so again, v'hashlichus the Kabbalah, the midaita yisa bakarcha lesa, v'kahavi shiach the Kabbalah, and it still works as a shiach the Kabbalah, even though it could only come about if it's midaita. The Gemara says, v'abai atu shlichus miyadeis rabbe? No. Shlichus is not a shayla and yad. They're two different ways. Shlichus, mi v'shalach v'shalach is rabbe. It's another gzeres akasim. Shlichus works from the pasuk v'shalach v'shalach. So that only works when it's a midaita, when it comes, when she appoints it. Yad is a completely different type of track. Yad, her hand, is an extension of herself. That comes to her biyado bakarcho. Chatzar is a extension of Yad, so that too only could work if that chatzar is something that comes midaito bar karcha, which means it has to be a chatzar that she owned beforehand and the husband places the get in that chatzar. But to say where the husband puts a get in a chatzar and then he gives a chatzar over to her, that won't work according to Bai, because that could only work midaito, that won't work bar karcha. And therefore, that type of case of chatzar is thrown out the window. Bai argues on Rava. Again, they argue in a case of when the husband places the get in his own chatzar and then gives the chatzar over to her, will that work? Rava says, yes, it works, because it comes at the same time. It's in a sina. And Abai says, it doesn't work, but since that type of chatzar could only come about with her willingness to accept the chatzar, that doesn't work. It has to be similar to the model of Yad, where Yad will work, whether it's placed in her hand bedas or bakarcha, it always works. So too, the only time a chatzar could work is if it's a type of case where it works equally bedaito bakarcha. Gemara says another reason why shlichus might be different, that shlichus has to come, shlichus lekabbalah works, even though it only works midaito, not balkarcho, is because the by saying shlichus lekabbalah nami yeshkechem balkarcho. No. Shlichus also, you're right, maybe shlichus is going to be an extension of yad also. But that too also works balkarcho without her willingness. How do we know? Shekein av mekabal get lebito ketana balkarcho. If the husband marries off his daughter underage, which is permitted, and then there ends up being a divorce, the husband, the father rather, can be makabel the get on behalf of the daughter as a shliach, even though she doesn't appoint the husband, the father, it still works. So even though when she's older it doesn't work, we see at least there is a concept of shlichus the Kabbalah in some venue does work bal karcha against the wife, and therefore it does fit into this whole picture of Rava that bar karcha does work. The bar karcha is necessary for yad, for chatzar, and for shlichus. Okay, the last line in the Gemara of the Amud Aleph says as follows: Al Ha'ela Shazayis. The Mishnah taught us that you could write the get on any material. You could even write it on a olive leaf and then give it over to her. You could write it on a horn of a cow and you could give it over to the cow. And you could write it on a hand of the Eved and give the Eved over to her. So the Gemara says, Bishma Yad the Eved. I understand the case of a Yad of an Eved writing on the Yad of the Eved. You put it on his hand, you write it on his hand. This is a get. So Ef Shalimuk say, you can't cut off the Eved's hand, so that's why you have to give the entire Eved over to her in order to have the get. We'll come back to, in a moment, we'll come back to why you can't cut off the Eved's hand. Karen Shalpara Liksev Lisraeli. But when it comes to the horn of the cow, why do you have to give the entire cow? Just cut off that horn and hand the horn over to the cow, to the woman rather. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chasav v'nasan lav. There has to be a writing, and then immediately after the writing, there has to be a nesina. There has to be this continuation, this continuity between the ksiva and the nesina, as the Pasuk says. But Misha ain't a mechusa el ksiva v'nesina. The only thing that works is, again, it's something that has a ksiva and a nesina. Yatza, to exclude a case of zesh, mechusa ksiva ketitza v'nesina. This has an extra stage. If you have to give the horn of the cow, there's a writing. Then there's the cutting off of the horn, and then there's the giving of the horn. That ketita is an extra step, and it's going to disqualify the get, because the pasuk says v'chas v'nas, and there can't be any other actions in between. That's why you have to give the entire cow. So you look at the top Rashi for a second about the reason why you have to give the entire Eved. Again, the get's written on the hand of the Eved. So the Gemara says, we know you can't cut off the hand of the Eved, that's why you have to give the entire Eved. Why can't you cut off the hand of the Eved? So Rashi says, lo ef shalemikse, the shayach b'mitzvos, because he's shayach b'mitzvos, which is very, very interesting. Ve'eino rasha l'chavabo, and therefore you cannot be mechavah him, you can't be chovel, you can't injure him. V'mchavabo yotze l'cheres, and if you do, he goes free, b'rashay evarim alma eino rasha l'chavabo. So, unclear exactly what Rashi is saying here, the fact that he's shayach b'mitzvos. I guess the point would be, we discussed this in the past, with the status of an Eved Kanani. Is Eved Kanani is chayv in mitzvos based on the gzer shava la, like an isha. Just like an isha is chayv in all, not all, a woman is chayv in whatever mitzvah she's chayv in, those same mitzvahs Eved's chayv in as well. He's not chayv in all mitzvahs that men are chayv in, he's chayv in mitzvahs that women are chayv in. So since he's shaykh for mitzvahs, so it's also to be mechabel him. You can't injure him like any other yid, you can't injure him. So that's the what he's saying here. And that sounds like point one. Point two is, and if you do injure him, he ends up going free. He becomes a free person. And once he's a free person, he's not an object anymore. You can't give him over as an object anymore, and that doesn't work either. It sounds like there are two different reasons in Rashi. There's an interesting discussion they point out from this Rashi, though. There's a tshuva brought down that maybe you could learn from this that there's no chiv to bury limbs. If a person loses a limb, whatever the reason might be, there's no obligation to bury. Why? So it's a bit of a jump here. They say, because if there is a din of burying the limbs, so anything that is right to be buried or burnt doesn't work. So let's say, for example, I have a document that's part of a ir nedachas. And the halacha is an ir nedachas, everything gets burnt in the ir nedachas. Seeing that right now this paper is not burnt, if I write or someone writes to get on this, it doesn't work because omer lisrof, it's subject to being burnt. And it's considered burnt now even though it's not actually burnt. So too, they say that since a person is omer to be buried eventually down the line, that's considered already buried right now. And therefore it doesn't work as a document. So, but since it's written on his hand, and the hand can, in theory, be cut off, that's not considered being already buried, because you don't have to bury a limb. That's the rye they want to bring. It's a very strange rye, because they point out that's not true. Being buried is not destruction. Being buried is a response to a death. The requirement to burn something from the Yir Nedachas is that it has a chiv to burn it. There's no chiv to bury something right now. And when a person gets buried at the end of the, when a person dies after Mei of Esrim, it's not because of the din of burying, it's because we don't want anyone else to become tamei from the different parts of the body. And it's a bizarre one to leave the parts of the body unburied, but there's no chiv to bury someone. We don't view a person as being omeid, likvorti, omeid to be buried. And therefore, there's no raya from here at all that a limb needs to or not needs to be buried. Okay, a few lines down now, the two dots, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi thought that a person is not allowed to, the get does not work if it's written on an animal, or if it's written on any other being, a life, an Eved, it doesn't work if you write on food. He argued on the Tanakhama, who permitted you to write on an Eved, and permitted you to write on a par. So Gemara wants to know, that my time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi Aglili said it does not work, it's disqualified to write on these types of things? So the Gemara quotes a brayse, the Tanya of Sefer, Ein Li Ela Sefer, the Pasuk says, the cost of La Sefer Kris, you write on a Sefer, on a Sefer Kris, on some type of document. So Ein Li Ela Sefer, I only know you can write on a Sefer, on a piece of cloth, let's say, Minayin Lerabos Koldavar. How do I know I can include other items as well that are not pieces of paper? Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, V'chas of La, write it, Mikol Makom, write it, anything that you can write on will qualify. So v'chas of la, you can write on anything. So then the Gemara, of course, asks, im kem ma tamal omer sefer. So why does it specify sefer, which sounds like it's limiting to only paper? So the Gemara explains, I'll tell you why. Ma sefer davar shein baruach chayim vein ochel. Just like sefer is something that is not alive and it's not considered food. Af kol davar shein baruach chayim vein ochel. So to anything else that's not food and that's not alive, you could write on. But it doesn't have to only be paper. It's more expansive than that. And that's the source of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbanan say back, Ikasa b'sefer k'digam k'amris. If it said b'sefer on, in a document, I would agree with what you said. Hashta d'chsiv, now it's right written sefer without the bay, just sefer, that means l'sfiris dvarm hu d'asa. It's not talking about what you write on. A sefer is describing that there has to be sipur dvarim. Has to be the storyline. Has to be in the get. The storyline doesn't mean the whole history, of course. It means the husband's name, the wife's name, the details. That's what sefer means. Write the details. But it doesn't refer to what you're writing on. It's referring to the contents of the get, not the document that's being written on. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, the only... we have no limitations. It says v'chasav, write it. Anything you can write on, v'chasav, write on anything you want. On an eved, on a parah. Sefer is about what you write about, not what you write on. And that's the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. How do you understand the word sefer? So Gemara says, okay, so Rabbanan hai v'chasav my avdilei. So what do they do with the word v'chasav? V'chasav must be teaching us something. Rashi just explains this question a little bit better, a few narrow lines down. He says, "V'chasav la my avdile lididhu." According to the Rabbanan, lo itzrich lirabos kol davar. You don't have to include all things. Sharei lo kava kasav davar lichsivaso. When we've been asked sefer krisis shaminan, the Torah never limited anything to have to think to what to include. It just stam. The stam case is you write anything you want. So then the question becomes, what does v'chasav teach us? What's the word ksiva coming to teach us according to the Rabbanan? So the Gemara explains, mibaylei it's needed b'ksiva miskareshes v'ena miskareshes b'kesef. They tell me that only through writing does one divorce, but not through giving money. Giving money to a wife will not create a divorce. Okay, why would you think kesef would work? I would have thought kesef works. There's a hekesh, this pasuk says, v'yotze v'haisa. V'yotze refers to yetziya, get. V'haisa refers to creating, refers to kedushin. So there's a hekesh. Ma havaya b'kesef. Just like havaya, kedushin works with kesef. One of the three ways kedushin works in first mission and kedushin. Af yetziya nami b'kesef. One would think maybe yetziya, exiting, a get, should also work through giving a kesef. Kamashman, the pasuk says, v'chasev. Ksiva works for gerushin and nothing else. Kesef doesn't work. That's Rabbanan, what they learned from v'chasev. So v'idach now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who used v'chasev sefer to teach me what type of documents, how do they know that only ksiva works and kesef doesn't work? So v'idach, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, nafkele, he learns it out from mi sefer krisos, that the word, the phrase sefer krisos. Sefer korsa v'in dever achar korsa. Only a sefer, only a document, only writing could create a gerushin, but something else like money couldn't. V'idach mibarlei rabban. What do they do with the phrase sefer krisos? They need it. Dever akoris beino leveino. The document, the get, has to be something that completely divorces and divides between the husband and wife. K'detanya. Harei zekiteh, if the husband says, this is your get, but you can never drink wine for the rest of your life. Or he writes, you can't go back home to your father. Liolam, forever. Ain't that krisis? It's not krisis. Ad shloshim yom. That hara is that krisis. That is krisis. If there's no limitation, liolam, that's not krisis. He still has strings attached. He still has his bias and control over there. That won't be good. If he has a 30-day limit, so that's already a foreseeable end to their relationship, and it's completely severed, and she'll be able to go scot-free. That type of get will work. So this halacha is learned from sefer krisis. Has to be a complete severing between the two. So, Vida, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili learn this halacha? That when they get divorced, there can't be any conditions. Vida, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns this out from Mikaris Krisus. The pasuk said Sefer Karis. Why does it say Sefer Krisus? The two extra words that teach me that it has to be completely severed. So now, what does Rabbanan do with the word Karis Krisus? Idach Karis Krisus lo darshi. Rabbanan don't think the word Karis Krisus is much of a change to warrant a drasha, and they leave it at that. There's no drasha to be made from the word karis changing to krisis. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, ein kosin b'mechubar l'karka. A person cannot write the get on mechubar l'karka, karka that we said above. It has to be something that's already detached, because if it is written on mechubar l'karka, there's a ksiva, but then you need to do a ketsitsa, you have to uproot it, and then you have to do a nesina. We said above, just like the case of the Karen Shapara, once you do a ketitza, if that interrupts the ksiva from the nesina, that's going to be disqualified. The same halacha here. If you write on something that's mechubar l'karka, and then you have to uproot it, you are separating between the ksiva and the nesina. Let's say you do kasuva mechubar, you do write it on something attached to the ground, on a tree, let's say. So what you do is, tal shuva chasma v'nasin l'kasha. All you have to do is detach that tree, detach that branch, have two Adim sign on it, and then you give it to her, and that will be a kosher get. Gemara is going to explain, it seems like there's a stira. First, the Mishnah says you can't write a mechubar, and then it says if you do write mechubar, you could do the following. So we'll see how that understands. Rabbi Yehuda posel atche take ksivasa v'chasimasa betal. She argues, nope. According to the Tanakhama, it sounds like the ksiva can be done by mechubar, but the chasima cannot be done by mechubar. It's all about the Edi Chasima, according to the Chachamim. The Edi Chasima have to be untalish. Rabbi Yehuda thinks not only does the Chasima have to be betalish, but even the Ksiva also has to be betalish. And if a person were to write the Ksiva on the Mechubar, it's completely disqualified. A Talisha and a Chasima would not qualify it. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Stam. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, the Mishnah says, Omer, Ein kosrin lo al, he says, other halachas, you can't write lo al ha-nir machuk on a piece of paper that's been erased. So you see clearly that it's been erased before, it's been used, it's an old document. You can't write on that. And lo al ha-diftara, you can't write a diftara either. What's a diftara? It's something that where the erasing is not recognizable. You never know that it was erased. You erase something, it looks completely fresh. So something that already was erased and it's clear. So the two extremes. Those two cases you can't use it because you could always forge it. So again, a paper that's an old looking paper that's already been used a few times, one cannot use it as a get because then someone could always go ahead and forge it and write fake things and no one will know it's been changed at all because it's an older piece of paper. And if it's a type of piece of paper that erasing it will never be noticeable, then they could always forge a get. You have no idea that it was really written. I mean, you could have had two Adim sign in some other document. A Mekach Memkar. So you have two signatures. And then the husband or the wife, someone could go ahead and erase the top of it and fill in that Reuven's divorcing Rachel, even though the Adim never signed on that. And you'll never know because either it was an old document that you would never know that anyone erased it because it was so old, or it's such a special type of paper that the erasing is never known. He erased it and writes over it again. No one ever knew that something was written beforehand differently. So therefore, those two types of documents are going to be possible. The only document that can be used is a fresh piece of paper that if there were to be someone to erase it and change it, it would be very noticeable that it's been erased to change the letters. However, the Mishnah says, Chachamim Achshir, the Chachamim permit one to use both a Nir Machuk and a Diftra. The Gemara is going to explain, Rashi tells us why the Chachamim would permit this. Because the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, seems very sensible why one would disqualify using these types of documents, because it opens the door for someone to forge it. The Gemara says now, Kosval ha-mechuber. So a person writes on the mechuber the karka. We said it's going to be possible. Rather, we said if a person does write on something mechuber the karka, all he has to do is just detach it and then sign it. So how could we say that? Didn't we say v'hamaris reisha ain kosher? Didn't we say in the beginning one's not allowed to write? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel v'hu shishiyar makom hatorif. Nope. Referring to here is, we write, the Tanakhama says it's possible to write the entire get on a mechuber. When the Mishnah permitted it, it was when the Behu Shishayar, Rashi says, Behu Shishayar, Seifa Dikatani Kasher. The Seifa in the Mishnah, which says it's a good document if it was written on the mechuber the Karka, Hu Shishayar, Makom HaTorah Fekasu La'achach Tlisha. What it means is, the Torah is where it says all the details, the husband's name, the wife's name, the makom, the zman, all those things. So the husband wrote, or someone wrote, the whatever other details go into the get, that you're going to be divorced, whatever the nusach is, but the details aren't there. So as long as the details aren't there, and you take it off, and then you finish in, you fill in all the blanks, you fill in Reuven and Rachel and the date, and so once you fill in those details, the details have to be separated, has to be written after the branch has been detached from the ground, and that's why it's okay. But the Reish is talking about a case where everything was written when it was Mechubla Karka. The Torah was written also. The names of the husband and the wife and the Zaman was all written when it was attached to the ground. That's why it's possible. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, now Amar Shmuel, Vahu, Shishar, we read already, Hu Shishar, Makom Torah, Vachain Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Shaya, Vahu, Shishar, Makom Torah, Vachain Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Vahu, Shishar, Makom HaTorah. So all these individuals said the same thing, that it has to be a case, when does it work the ksiva, when it's mechubla karka, as long as the Torah was left open to be written when it was detached from the ground. And the Gemara says, and also, this has to be according to Rabbi Elazar, he, number Edi Mesir Karti. We think it's not about the chasima, it has to be all about the Mesira. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar, he, Masnis in our Mishnah, the Bai Ksiva Batalish, where the Ksiva, the Iker Ksiva, which is the Torah, has to be written when it's detached. The Darish V'chos of the Kra Aksaf Aget V'Chasim is Edim. Rabbi Lazar didn't really care so much about the Chasim is Edim. He thinks about the Edim as Sira. Chasim was really irrelevant to him. So then, what is the word V'chosav in the Pasuk mean? It can't be Chasima, because he thought Chasim was irrelevant. So the V'chosav in the Pasuk must be referring to the Ksiva is very, very important. And Rabbi Lazar, who, the Amar Chasim is Aget, Einu Mina Torah. Hilkach, says Rashi, v'chos of the krok aksav ha-gedkai. That's why the Torah of the ksav has to be written when it's betalish. So Rabbi Lazar is the opinion of the author of the Mishnah. V'halchi kama, the Gemara says. And the way we read the Mishnah is as follows. Ein kosun tovis shem yichtov Torah. If a person shouldn't write the tovis is the other parts, the less relevant parts of the get. That person shouldn't write even the tovis on the when it's mechubel karka, lest you write the Torah as well. But let's say b'di'evit, a person were to write kosu l'tovis, he wrote the irrelevant parts or the less relevant parts while it's mechubel, and then talcher, then he detached the branch kosu l'tovis, then he wrote all the important details, the names and the zman. Then nasal akasha, that's going to be a good get. That's how the first opinion here understands the Mishnah. Kamzom Reish Lakish and argue. Reish Lakish says you understood the Mishnah entirely wrong. Amar chas mushashaninu. Our Mishnah is not referring to ksiva, it's referring to chasima. And Rabbi Meir is the author who holds the Amar Edi chasima karti. He thinks the edim are the more important ones. The signatures are the most important, not the writing. V'hachi kamar, and the way you read the Mishnah is as follows. Ein kosvin torif gizera shem yachtom. You shouldn't write the Torah, if you shouldn't write the details, the names, and the zman while it's mechubel karka, which is really okay according to him, because he doesn't care about the ksiva at all. But don't do that, because that might lead a person to have the signatures while still attached to the ground, and that will definitely be possible. But let's say he continues to explain the Mishnah, the kasu the Torah. Let's say one does write all the details of the get, the names of the husband and the wife and the zman, and then he was told, so then he detached it, and then there's a chasm, then they signed, they ate him, that would be nasalah kasha, then he gives it, that would be kosher, because Rabbi Meir thinks it's all about the chasima, so long as the chasima is done, betalish, that will qualify as a good get. Okay, good, we're still good, beautiful. Let's go a few more lines, I think we go to the top of the next page, there's the two dots right on the top here. The Gemara tells us now, kasu al hacheres shel atiz nakav kasha. Let's say, the get was written on a piece of pottery, a flower pot that had a hole in the bottom. And we learned earlier that there's a hole in the bottom, then it's attached to the ground, even though it's not physically attached, but it's still drawing up some nutrients from the ground through that hole. So the halachas are very important halachas with regards to Shabbos, moving it, and Shabbos might be considered kotzer, detaching from the ground. The halachas when it comes to zraim, is there a chiv and meiser in Eretz Yisrael and trumas, if this thing is a hole in the pot, that it's considered drawing nutrients from the ground. So would this be considered mechubel karka with respect to a get? So the Gemara says, kasu al cheres shel atitz nakuf kasher the shakalev yuhav le nehele. It's good. You simply take it. The husband takes it and gives it to the wife. And that's all you need is a nesina. There's a nesina there. I don't care in terms of other halachas. It's considered a ketitza, a ketzira. It's considered detaching something. Doesn't make a difference here. All you need is something that actually physically moves, that's able to be moved, and that is going to be, that this does qualify as something that's metaltolin. Let's say a person writes, al ola shel atiz nakif. Let's say it's in the flower pot, but the person writes, the husband writes on the leaf that's connected to the flower pot. So that's already a little bit more mechubar to the pot, which is now connected to the ground through this hole. So what's the halacha here? So Abai Amar Kasher, Rava Amar Pasul. It's a machlokas Abai and Rava. So what's the reasons? Abai Amar Kasher. Abai says it's a good get. Why? The shakal lei v'yav lei neli. He could just take the entire pot and give her the pot. And on that pot is connected this aleph leaf. And the leaf has the name and the details of the get. What's wrong? It's completely, it's a metalton. It's something that's movable. So why does Rava think it's Pasul? Rav Amar Pasul Gzeir Shem Yaktum. He agrees fundamentally that this is a good get because you can move the entire pot and just hand it over to her. There's no need for a detachment here. But there's a concern that, let's say, he were to just rip off that leaf and give the leaf to her, that would be a problem of a ksiva, ketzitza, and then a nesina. You have to have, remember, this seamless transition from ksiva to nesina. Anytime there's a ketzitza, even though you don't have to do a ketzitza, if there were to be a ketzitza, that would disqualify the get. So for that reason, that concern, he says, one should not do this, and it will be possible, xer, lead to him actually detaching the leaf from the flower pot. Okay, so we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week.